You know, we get to meet lots of people doing what we do, interesting people, and mostly very likable people. One of them is on with us next. Founder of the Kiefer Foundation, Steve Kiefer, started that foundation with the loss of his son, Mitchell. A lot of people have lost children along the way, but very few can stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure nobody else loses a child this way. And for that, we salute you, Steve Kiefer, and your golf outing that was on Monday, May 11th, and WJR was there, as we always have been, the radio station, over the years. And you're here to talk about something that Kim pointed out to me, and I went, oh, no, we're in it. We're in the 100 deadliest days of summer for teen drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Paul W., thanks for having me on today, and thanks for all of your support over the years and the whole WJR team. But you're right. These are the 100 deadliest days of summer. It starts with Memorial Day weekend and goes through Labor Day weekend. So in those 100 days, we look around the country, and traffic fatalities, crashes are typically up about 15 to 20% during the summer months, and as much as 30% for a young driver. So it's a very dangerous period. Of course, during this period, we've got holiday weekends like Memorial Day, like 4th of July, like Labor Day, and then also high school graduations, prom, all of these things that put kids on the roads at night and sometimes impaired, and it just turns out to be a very, very dangerous period. But there's a lot of us that are working hard to try to make these the 100 safest days of summer, and we hope someday we talk about these being safe days and not deadly days.
Well, you've now done this, not just in our area, but across the country, and bless you for that. And at the Kiefer Foundation, you know that these crashes are not just the statistics that we end up giving on the air and in every newscast, but every distracted driving crash impacts real people, real families, and real futures, which is why summer awareness and education matter so much, which is why we always have you on. Tell me what's contributing, everything that's contributing to the 100 deadliest days. I mean, more teens are driving independently, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, being out of school, I mean, that's the big thing, is they're driving regular hours. They're driving, you know, everyone's driving now during the day, during rush hour. Kids aren't in school. They've got a lot more free time, a lot more social time. Unfortunately, along with some of that social time often comes some forms of impairment, whether it's drinking or these days marijuana. And I think all these things contribute. And, of course, you know, quite often people are still on their phones. As much as our hands-free law here in Michigan has helped, there's still a large portion of the population that's looking at the phones when they should be looking at the roads. And again, all of these things contribute to this significant increase. And by the way, statistically, the absolute most dangerous weekend and the most dangerous day of the year is coming up, which is the 4th of July. That's the day that more crashes and fatalities happen around the country than any other day of the year. So we're hoping with messaging and with a lot of enforcement and a lot of hopefully improved awareness and good behavior, we can reverse that trend.
Well, and more passengers are in the vehicle traditionally in the summertime and with those distracted driving behaviors. But let's be clear about this. It's not just teens. I just saw somebody next to me in the car the other day. They were more involved in their phone. It's as if they had no idea that they were powering a weapon that they were controlling without even paying attention to it. The distracted driving behaviors continue, the speeding, the risky decision making, and teen drivers already have a higher crash rate due to their inexperience, but these summer conditions can amplify those risks significantly. What do you suggest to parents? What kind of a pep talk does a parent give to their child that they'll actually listen to?
Yeah, you know, it's an important point, because we do believe that the parent is the most important safety device in the automobile. So as much as we're putting technology in the cars to make them safer, it's really parents and training. So it's all about the messaging. And, you know, unfortunately, what we see is, you know, sometimes behavior doesn't change until you have a traumatic issue like we had in our family and like so many other people have on the roads. So really, it's, you know, about parents just sitting down with the young ones and reinforcing the message. You know, keep the number of people in the car limited. Certainly don't drive impaired. Use seatbelts. Put the phones down. And really making sure that they understand just how dangerous this behavior can be. There's a couple of resources. You know, if you go to our website, mkiefer.org, there's a great book that's a free download called Survive the Drive. We encourage all parents to make their young drivers make that required reading. It's a real easy read that tries to teach young drivers everything we've learned in a lifetime of driving. Hopefully they can learn it by reading this book. So we encourage that. And then, as you said, it's not just the young drivers. You know, statistically, it's higher with young drivers, but all drivers are tempted to be on their phones. And just like you said, we see it all the time. So, you know, I think it's really important that people are calling each other out in the car. We've been distributing these Just Drive simulators, we call them virtual reality simulators. And the messaging is, you know, when you're in the passenger seat, you have not only the right, but the obligation to call out the driver if they reach for their phone. So for parents, for kids, for people watching their parents or brothers or sisters drive in the car, when you're in the vehicle, you got to call people out when they start reaching for a phone, for a text or for a Snapchat or for a phone call.
Or if they're speeding, if they're driving recklessly, you do not worry at that moment about being cool or these days. That much I know. You want to live.
Absolutely.
And you get one chance to speak up. You can't, after the fact, after the accident, say, oh, I should have said to him or her, stop speeding, stop being on the phone, stop. You are honoring your son Mitchell's legacy. That's the mission of the Kiefer Foundation. And I have to tell you, I love the fact that you, Steve Kiefer, are hoping to, in fact, turn these 100 deadliest days into the 100 safest days. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a number of national campaigns that are trying to do just that. And again, you know, the recipe is quite clear. It's, you know, all the things we just talked about. But it really comes down to personal accountability. So, you know, much like we say that, you know, over 20, 30 years, you know, we've made, you know, drinking and driving socially unacceptable, or you've seen some of my presentations that show pregnant women smoking in the 50s and talking about how that was perfectly acceptable, you know, some 60, 70 years ago. We're hoping that, you know, through these kind of discussions and this kind of awareness, we can make reaching for the phone, being on the phone, as socially unacceptable as all those other behaviors. And I think that becomes the start of it. I think, you know, if we can start educating people and getting people to change their behavior, we can actually turn these days into safe days. Get back to the days where a Sunday drive is an enjoyable thing, not a thing where we're staring at phones or staring at social media and being distracted.
And a reminder from Steve Kiefer, and by the way, mkiefer.org, mkiefer.org. Parents and caregivers play a critical role during open conversations about expectations can make a meaningful difference. So don't miss your opportunity. Steve, I always tell you, thank you for taking your horrific sadness and turning it into your best efforts to make sure no one else has to go through this. God bless you for that.
Thanks so much. Thanks for helping us spread the message. And to all your listeners, be safe out on the roads and help spread the word.
Steve Kiefer, founder of the Kiefer Foundation, mkiefer.org. As we continue in focus, Paul W. Smith, it's Monday, June 1st, JR.